Hello and welcome back to Green Left Radio. You're listening to 3CR on 855 AM. You just heard Got to Let Them In by Matt Ward earlier. And it's a song that's about refugee rights, and it's a very sort of relevant one because our next sort of segment is an interview with RB, a refugee who's recently been released. Chloe's been spending much more sort of time in this campaign. So, Chloe, do you want to introduce RB and get him on the program?
Yeah, thanks, Leo, for that introduction. And, yeah, and thanks, RB, for being here. It's really great news about the refugees being released from the detention centres like the Park Hotel and Baitar and Mitre and Broadmeadows and Brisbane. And we know it's almost 10 years too late and that you should have never been put into detention in the first place. But, Abi, how does it feel to be free from detention?
Good morning for having me here. Well, kind of strange feelings at first. Could not believe that it's actually happened or I'm still dreaming. Second, it's bittersweet for me as our friends who we spent years on offshore with still there. I felt like reborn, even that stress and anxiety have given by the long detention.
Yeah, thank you for telling me what it feels like. There was a lot of neglect on the prison islands like Nauru and Manus Island, which is where you were, and hundreds of other refugees who were kept against their will, and that was for 6 years. You know, you may have been there when refugees died, like Reza Barati, who was murdered by guards. What was it like for you on Manus before you were medevaced to detention center, to the detention center in Brisbane?
Well, there are still hundreds of them detained on those islands in limbo. The experience I have got was dealt with the stress and anxiety for all those years. I have been there alongside hundreds of others. We got through so much and hardly believe that we have made it and survived, where some of us unfortunately did not.
Yeah, these harsh policies have created a lot of suffering and even death. But Abi, just to get into some of the experiences that you had surviving in onshore detention, so after you were medevaced here, especially at the Park Hotel during the pandemic, did you want to just tell our listeners what that was like for you?
I have been in almost three different alternative places of detention since arrived in Australia in 2019 under medevac law, which included two hotels. The recent one was Park Hotel, where I got released from alongside some others. It was even more stress than to be on offshore. This was another level of stress, especially when there was a COVID outbreak. I was one of the 25 refugees who contracted COVID. Even that hotel was always isolation for us, but still we have to go in another isolation rooms, which were located on the first floor in the same hotel. Appreciate and grateful to have supporters out there who never gave up on us and fought for our freedom so hard, especially since Tennis Star got to our hotel, which attracted more media and people's attention than ever.
Yeah, and we know that the Australian government has progressively reduced the the rights of refugees to receive any government benefits, and that includes for some refugees access to health and education. Some are denied the right to work, but these conditions obviously change depending on what visa you're on. Can you, Abi, can you tell us, tell our listeners about the visa that you've been put on after almost 10 years in detention and what that's going to be like for you and other refugees?
Well, I have got a bridging visa, where I got told the very first thing that I can't engage in any kind of studies, which I was keen and desperate to do when I get freedom, because I could not complete back home. So that have already taken away from me. Second thing is, haven't had my family in almost a decade. and the visa I have been given still won't let me reunite with my family and loved ones. I was almost 21 when I stepped foot on Australian soil and have spent years, the best years of my life, after got released with just 2 weeks of accommodation and few hundreds of financial support by the government to start over with.
Yeah, that sounds really difficult, Abi, for you and everyone else, because, you know, you have been given your freedom from detention, but there's a lot more work to do with refugee rights here. I think we'll just go into the fact that you're a professional cricketer. That's your dream to play cricket. I know you organised a cricket tournament while you were on Manus, which was really difficult to do. Under the tough circumstances you were living in there, but now that you've been released, you've organised to play a cricket match with the community this Sunday, the 24th of April. Could you tell us why you and the other refugees decided to organise this game of cricket?
Yeah, of course. Actually, this was sort of my dream, that when I got released would have something that could bring all of us together, include those lovely people who supported us all those years and never gave up on us and helped us get our lives back, and also show solidarity with the people who are still in lockup offshore and onshore.
Yeah, and it's going to be a fun day. Hopefully it won't rain. So far, it's looking good. But yeah, if people are listening, you can come and meet, Abi and the other refugees. It's going to be held at Fairbairn Park, Woods Street in Ascot Vale on Oval 6, and that's at 2 p.m. this Sunday. I just wanted to reiterate that both the Coalition and the Labour Party support offshore detention and also boat turnbacks, but the Labor government has promised to not support TPVs, the temporary protection visa that you're on the basis that it does leave refugees in limbo for years. And also both major parties maintain that anyone who came here since 2013 will never be resettled here. And this includes people like you, Abi, who is a recognised refugee. So, yeah, unlike them, we welcome refugees and we'll keep fighting together to get rid of these temporary protection visas, and hopefully you can be reunited with your family and have full rights and protection here soon. But before we wrap up the interview, Abi, did you have any last comments that you'd like to contribute?
Well, all I would say that game is not over yet. Please. Telling every supporter out there, please do not give up on us.
That's a great way to end. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, Abi. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us about your experiences. And hopefully listeners will come and meet us on Sunday and play some cricket.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks, Abi.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.